Alright guys, so saw this article on CBR.com. Now this is a popular site that does, anime stuff. Normally things in the film and TV section for the nerdy style. Anyway, I'm gonna be reading through this, and see the heroes that they pick and the reasons that they are giving. Alright, so the headline is My Hero Academia Heroes Who Shouldn't Be Heroes At All. And the first tagline or the first line that the grabbing line I guess is beating villain is one thing, but if a hero can't show the public what it really means to be an upstanding citizen, then they aren't fit for a job. Now, from a moral, logical, from a perspective of what a hero should be, they are right. They are right. However, I think what this, I mean, this writer is probably looking at it from a very, old, moral point of view. But if I'm not mistaken, which everybody know, the hero system in My Hero Academia isn't really about who is the purer hero or anything like that. It's about, it has become like a job, It has become a, and I think that is why Deku is such a good character. It's like in this profession, in this society where hero worshipping, heroes and all of these things has become a job. Here is somebody who is trying to become a true hero. Not for the money, not for the fame, not for any of that, but for just the work of being a hero, right? And he admired All Might for that. But beyond Deku and All Might, this is a job. This has become a very everybody has power, and because everyone have power, it's almost like creating a security force for a powered security force. And they just slap the hero title on it. So these people don't have to be altruistic. They don't have to be morally upstanding, at least as long as they're not killing anybody. They don't have to be selfless or anything. They're just doing a job and getting paid for it. So based on that, I wouldn't disqualify anyone who truly wants to be a hero, whether it's just to get paid, whether it's for fame. As long as you're actually out there saving people and doing the job that you're getting paid for, then good. Because at the end of the day, in the My Hero Academia universe, it's all just a job. Now, with that being said, I think I would agree from a moral, altruistic point of view, a hero is supposed to be selfless, a role model, almost become a the perfect specimen of humanity, showing humans that this is where we can go and this is what we can do. Anyway, let me read through it and give my opinions and all of that. All right, so let's go at it. The system for selecting pro heroes in My Hero Academia is incredibly flawed. Heroes are not chosen based on their strong morals or their desire to help people. Instead, they are chosen based on who can get the job done best. And again, it's not flawed. I mean, again, if you're looking at it from a moral point of view, sure, it's flawed. But you have to be realistic. We are now living in a society where human beings have gotten power. And because we know that human beings aren't morally, let's just say humans are morally gray. And because humans are morally gray, we can do acts of genuine kindness and we can do acts of true destructive evil, right? And so the idea of a hero in this type of society is not the same as like a Superman in a world where most human beings are normal and really need the specimen of a human being or this alien what look like a human. So it's like the peak you what human could be, saving people from evil people. In this world, almost everyone, the majority of society, has some has power. Power has become the norm, and you have good people with power and bad people with power. Therefore, you have to set up a formal system, like again, hero security force, where people has to do the job of saving people, not because they are this perfect specimen, they are morally upstanding, but because they have the power to get to save people. It's no longer about ideals, it's about what's realistically possible. But again, that's the realistic point of view from My Hero Academia. So I guess I'm gonna be disagreeing with this person from that point of view at least. Instead, they have chosen based on who can get the job done best. Who can beat the villains and rescue silly villains while looking good in the public eye? Hiring candidates based on skill rather than considering personality may work in other fields, but heroes should be held to a higher standard. Heroes are supposed to be role models of society, yet those there are many heroes and aspiring heroes will get the job that probably that get will get the job that probably that they probably shouldn't. Okay, that needs some grammar or correction. This I'm stupid. This could be for many reasons. Maybe instead of wanting to protect peace, they do their job for fame or fortune. Maybe they have an inspiring personality and would be a bad influence. Maybe they care more about beating villains to bloody pulp than they do about actually saving anyone. These are the kinds of heroes who might have capability to do what needs to be done, but not the personality. And again, you know, as I said, this person is it's coming out from a little not this person, but the sentiments that he's expressing, again, they are morally right. But again, we are dealing with a society that's everyone has power. In other words, we have to optimize the security force in order to get people who are competent at the job. It's like a police force. Like, we hope that everyone that joins the police force has this burning desire to serve and protect and become, and that's the hope, and that would be great if that was possible. However, for a large amount of people, the motivation is money. Now, we don't want to disqualify people just because they are motivated by money, because we don't have a lot of people already who probably want to join the police force. It's dangerous work. People could die on the job, you know. So the incentive has become money. That's what it is all, isn't it? The incentive is money. And within the framework of the money incentive, they can have other incentives. Probably they like wearing a suit. Probably they want a safe in terms of job security, 9 to 5, if they're doing a good job. Probably they really want to serve and protect and all of that, and they could get it paid doing it. You know, there's a myriads of hall of people that wants to join the police force for multiple different reasons. However, you cannot optimize simply thus far morally outstanding people, because we wouldn't have a police force, because human beings aren't as moral as we like to believe we are. You know, we are a little gray, and am I gonna just risking my life for all of that? Anyway, let's get into it now. Bakugo, all right? Now, Bakugo, despite his undeniable power and ability, is one of the worst candidates to become a professional hero. In the very first episode, he said outright that his goal was to acquire more fame and money than All Might. He not only has the wrong mindset for becoming a hero, but his explosive personality makes him a bad role model. This inability to give proper responses during even interviews was so bad that his entire class had to take special session on how to handle the media. It's also horrible what utter contempt he holds for those his enemies in. That's to say nothing about how he That's to say nothing about how he told his own friend that he should kill himself. At the same time, the way he talks to civilians he's supposed to be saving is also too abrasive. He acts rudely towards absolutely everyone. Now, some of these are good criticism of Bakugo. However, again, he's a human being. And I think that is what I like. I get, honestly, this is what I like about My Hero Academia. It's showing us that, let's say, we live in a world where people really becomes heroes, you know, we have powers and all of that, and people are becoming heroes. It's showing us that these are still real people that are living within the constraints of the reality of the specific country they are living in, or the reality that they are living in. And that's the thing about us as humans, you know, as morally upright as I would like to consider myself, I am still living within the constraints of my country, Jamaica. In other words, if someone would push me and push me to a specific limit, I might now become somebody that they cannot possibly imagine. That I was like, wasn't he supposed to be kind of good? But yes, but this is also, am I explaining this right? Let's just say that I'm also being influenced by my environment, and because I'm being influenced by our environment, I have multiple traits that are a possibility within my environment. And so, you know, we could see Bakugo grow and become a better hero. We could see, you know, and this is again what it's why I like My Hero Academia. Because it's showing that here are some people coming into this hero program who are not all suitable to become hero per se, but we could probably, you know, probably change them over a course of time. And we are seeing a lot of them becoming better human beings. You know, they're changing, and I guess this is where the writer is right, that, you know, there's an ideal to strive to in terms of heroism. And My Hero Academia, I guess, is showing you the journey from how you get somebody like a Bakugo who is just full of all of these teenage angst and all of these, you know, terrible behavior and all that. How can somebody like him grow to become a All Might figure? And this is where All Might is such an important figure, and where the writer is probably correct in saying that we need heroes needs to be somebody like All Might so that they can inspire people. And this is why All Might is good, because he, as bad as Bakugo is, he's still inspired greatly by All Might. While he won't have all of All Might traits, he will strive to become at least a fraction of the hero All Might is. And if he can achieve at least a fraction of the person that All Might is, I would say that he's already on the road to becoming a great hero. Won't you say so? I think that. I think so. Okay, Minita. Alright, Minita has plenty of flaws that would make him unfit to be a hero. But there's one in particular that stands out, and it's not that his quirk is better suited for support than combat. It's not even his cowardice, it's that he's shameless leech. Let me see what's that word is. I don't know if that's a word. Lecherous. Lustful, okay. So that lich means lustful or something like that. Minato's pervertness makes his morality highly questionable. He's the kind of person who will use the confusion of an intense battle to cap a field and openly brag about it. It also affects his decision making. He ends up interning with Mount Lady, another heavily flawed pro hero, just to end up doing housework for her. This apparent desire for a woman over justice makes some wonder if he's even serious about becoming a pro hero. He seems averse to this idea, but he also don't much prove it wrong. Now, again, good criticism, and he's right. This guy's kind of pervy. I mean, you can't be sending a hero on the battlefield, you know, to save somebody, a nice, beautiful young lady, and instead of saving the person, he ends up sexually harassing her. But again, this is where My Hero Academia is good, at least the setup. Now, again, let me paint the picture. You live in this society, people have powers, all sort of power. You don't know, the government don't even know what type of power. Some that means that some random person might be a god, and we don't know yet that he hasn't discovered that he's a god yet. This is where something like an academy to screen heroes and see who is suitable for what, and who, if we like, if at the end of the term they find out that he's not suitable, they can at least, all right, he won't get a hero license, but we also know he's now in our database to say, oh, this is a potential threat to humanity, you know, the setup. So you could also look at the My Hero Academia universe and the academy itself to showcase that, yo, we are trying to get as much powerful, at least the most talented people, to enroll in this program, you know, where we can not just train them to become heroes, but also evaluate them and gather a database of what their powers, their quirks, what does the quirk do, how dangerous is the quirk, what is their psychological and mental capacity of flaws or troubles, and so we can sort them in, you know, if this person has a trait to become a evil villain or anything like that. But again, these are all good things, and you know, if the person can change like this person, we have seen moments where, you know, they're getting character development and where they step up to the plate and all of that. Again, these people are human beings, they just happen to have power. These people are living in a world where they suddenly have to deal with the reality of having power. You know, I can't tell you how many times I say that if I should find myself with the invisibility power, or you know, the power to teleport, what sort of evil shit I might have. I won't even be doing evil things like killing. I might just rob a bank because I'm broke. That's a reality that I would do because I now have the power to do it and get away with it. And these are the reality that, so that is why you can't just expect to have a police, a force, a hero force of just people. I know I'm just rehashing it, but I just gotta say it. All right, Endeavor. Yeah, man, Endeavor is a bastard. But he's also getting a lot of character development, and has gotten a character development. Endeavor is a decent hero, but has a long history of contemptible means of administering justice. Like Bakugo, he holds villains in contempt and only concerns himself with taking them down. He doesn't concern himself with how they got to where they are or if he can help them out on a personal level. A flaw reflected throughout modern era society. What's worse is when he carries this type of contempt over to his fans. Some of them are into his attitude, like, they can't you see, kid? But he can't definitely stand to be a little nicer in general. This is to say nothing about his family life. He marries to acquire a certain quirk for his children and put his most genetically favored child through harsh training. However, the public feels about him, his family revives him for his years of contempt and neglect. In fairness, he's at least working and changing. So again, as his acknowledges, working and changing. But okay, Endeavor is a perfect example to why the My Hero Academy or the society set up and the system is perfect. Now, while Endeavor might not be the ideal hero, you know, in terms of attitude, morality, and a father man and all of that, you definitely don't want somebody like Endeavor being a villain. So even though he's not the ideal hero, it's better for have him be working as a hero, fighting against evil or villains who are outright out there trying to get people killed. So while he's not perfect, he's in a weak, for the type of society that they live in, that type of power that he has is very important to not be a villainous type of power. And this is the point I'm trying to make, that My Hero Academy is not out there trying to show people are virtuous. It's also trying to live in a society where power is the norm, and the poor, and you know this, the law of the jungle is survival of the fittest, you know, the strong shall rule over the weak and all of that. So you want all the heroes, all the people with the quirks that are powerful to be potentially be on the hero side. And you don't want somebody like Alpha One or One for whatever, who's a villain, you know, the major villain right now. You don't want somebody like that as a, you know, it would have been good if that man was an hero, whether he was a decent hero or not, as long as he's not killing anyone or anything, you know. So that's the point at least I'm trying to make. Again, this writer is correct in terms of the ideal of a hero. I'm gonna be stopping soon. Much more of okay, so Uwabami, I'm not even sure if I'm pronouncing her name right. Uwabami represents another inherent flaw of hero-based society. Many pros are more concerned with maintaining their image than they are with being actual heroes. There's a reason Kendo and Yuayuarezo felt uncomfortable when interning with her. They spent most of their time starring in ear care commercials and watching Uwabami stop for the paparazzi and her patrol. They had to convince themselves that all this media attention was important and an essential part of becoming a hero, which it isn't. Having a good public image might be good for being somebody's inspiration, but the priority should be public safety. Uwabami's quirks, serpentress, is actually really useful for locating villains and disaster victims, so it's shame to see it go to waste like this. I mean, she could be doing worse things. It could just be located people to kill. You see what I'm saying? So again, she is right from a very moral point of view and from an ideal perspective for creating a hero. He's perfectly correct. But again, we are talking about a society where everyone, virtually almost everyone, has a quirk. But you still have to run a society. These people, like couple generations before, no one had any quirks or any power. No, everyone does. So how can you maintain all that? You know, you probably need somebody like her. So okay, she has power and she's here, but she's still living a normal life, still trying to be a celebrity. And all that. Eraserhead doesn't seem like he'd be anyone's role model, but he has a reason for this. He rightfully believes that media attention is overrated and focused on doing his job efficiently, which he's really good at. However, this inattention to his image leads to an apathetic personality that makes him an abysmal role model. Since Eraserhead normally stays out of the spotlight, his attitude should matter, but there's still a problem. He works as a teacher at UA, which means that he's directly responsible for the molding of the minds of budding heroes. He acts apathetic and irritable around his students, which he often does. There's a chance that it could carry over into their professional work. No matter how well he understands the era business or how well he teaches it, he'll never be able to make his students into the role models for society that they need to be. But he's doing that. He's doing that. He doesn't need to be the perfect at doing that, but he's doing a good enough job. Yeah, I disagree with this one complete. I mean, I think I see what he's trying to say. I mean, he wants Erase to be like, Erase is almost like the opposite of All Might, because All Might is upbeat, you know. He cares about the hero image, and you could say in terms of that, Eraserhead is the complete opposite of that person. Anyway, that's it. Let me know what you guys think. Yeah, by reaching out. This is a part. If you're listening to this on Spotify or you Apple Music, and you want to leave a comment or comment on this, you can come find me on Facebook. Send me a message or anything like that. The Anime Podcast on Facebook. If you're on YouTube, I'm going to put it in on YouTube. You can leave my comments in the comment section and let me know what you guys think. And I'll see you guys in the next episode. Goodbye.